We're continuing in the last parak of Masechet Bava Basra. We are up to parak Yud, Mishnah Hey. Misha part mitzvahs chovah. If someone pays owed money to somebody else, and he paid back some of it, he didn't pay back all of it. V'hishlish hashtaro, and then the lender, with the agreement of the borrower, gave the shtar to a third party to hold on to. V'amarlo, the borrower told the third party, look, imlon nesati lach, if I don't give you the rest of your loan, I borrowed $200 from you, I paid you 50, I owe you 150 more. If I don't pay you that last 150, by next week, then I'm authorizing this third party to give you back this shtar, where you're going to be able to come back to me and collect the full 200. He gives man v'lo nasan, so if that time comes and he hadn't paid back the extra 150, Rabbi Yossi says the deal's a deal. He can give back the shtar to the lender so that he can collect the whole thing. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is an asmachta. He thought he would pay it back in time. He didn't really want to commit to such a thing. Mishnah Vav, Misha Nimchak Shtar Chov, if a person's Shtar Chov was erased, Midin Alav Edim, witnesses can come and testify about what it had actually said. Ubalifnei Bezin Va'osin Lo Kiyum, and they come to the Bezin and they make a Shtar Kiyum, which he'll be able to use in, instead of the original shtar, and it says ish ploni ben ploni nimchak shtar b'yom ploni uploni uploni edav, that this guy came and had his shtar, which was written on this and this date, and it was erased, and therefore so and so were his witnesses, and they were signed on the shtar, and then they go through all of the information. This is what we do when someone loses a ksuba. There's a whole text called the ksuba di irkisa. So they say, they write a whole shtar that says that there was a ksuba once upon a time, and this was the information in the ksuba, that the wedding happened in this place and this and that, and then they signed it with new aid. Misha paramitzas chovo, if a person paid back part of the chov that he owes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says they could exchange the old shtar with the new one, meaning he prepares a new shtar with the new amount that he still owes. Meaning I borrowed originally $200, I already paid back 50, so write a new shtar that I owe 150, and we'll rip up the old shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichtov Shover. Rabbi Yossi says no, keep the old shtar and just get a receipt for the $50 that you paid. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not fair, because then the borrower is going to have to keep, he's going to have to protect that shover. He's going to have to put it in his files, and he's going to have to make sure it doesn't get lost and things like that. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, but that's it's better for the lender, because the borrower is going to pay him back faster because he doesn't want to lose the receipt. Why should the lender lose out? Meaning, the lender should always have the upper hand when it comes to these kinds of things. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we had said that if someone pays back part of the chov and he gives the shtar, and they agree to give the shtar to a third party, and he says to the third party, if I don't pay back the rest of the chov by a certain date, you can give him back the whole shtar. So machlok is tanoim whether he can actually do that. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if part of a shtar is erased, so you can bring two Edom to Beis Din who know what it said in the original shtar, and they write a new shtar verifying what it said in the original shtar. And then we said that if someone pays back a portion of his chov, so Rabbi Yehuda says just tear up the old shtar and write a new shtar for the remainder. And Rabbi Yossi says no, just write a receipt for the borrower that he paid back X amount. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but then he's going to have to watch over that shover. And Rabbi Yossi says, good, let him have to watch over that shover. Maybe that will encourage him to pay back a little bit faster. Okay, next time, Hashem will pick up with the parakeet. Good Mishnah Zion.